Okay, this is CKDU Interviews with DSU Candidates of 2010. I have here with me Neil Bailey. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, David.
Neil, what degree are you in? What program?
I'm just starting my first year of Master's of Planning program. So it's a two-year degree, internship in the middle, and it's going really well. It's busy.
And what year are you in?
In the first year of that.
Okay. And you're running for the DSU president. Tell me why you're running for the position.
In a nutshell, I didn't come here thinking that I was going to get politically involved in that sense, but the whole motivation that led me into planning was one that was founded on community engagement, public participation, just this idea that informal conversation really brings things out in people, and that if you have only very formal processes to, you know, to have a public hearing, for example, in planning is a great example. There's a limit to how much you're ever going to get done in a public hearing, and people are going to leave, they're going to go home, they're going to talk with their near and dear and say what they really feel. So for me, part of the motivation to go into planning, I have an interest in architecture, design, all of that, but really it's about how do you get people to the table so they say what's really on their mind. And then I got involved in a number of things here at Dow. Brains for Change, for one, was really fantastic. I got together with so many students that were all really excited about visioning for the future, and just actually got invited to a number of conversations myself that turned into this interest. And then a few people started saying, well, you know, maybe you should really think about running for president, running for something with DSU, because your ideas seem to resonate with us, and we can't imagine that we're so different from the normal population. So I got really excited about it, put my bid in, and here I am today. Hope to do a good job.
Some of the issues that have come up over the year for this DSU president has been things like working with student groups who have been doing food servings in the sub that have been contentious among the contracted corporations like Sodexo, who have, and the DSU has contractual obligations. This is a student issue that was brought by petition. What do you think, what's your take on the issue, and how would you go about addressing it?
I think it's an incredibly interesting issue right now. I know that food services has been an issue at a number of universities. I'm originally from Manitoba, but I did my undergrad at U of M. Aramark was the big food service supplier. There were all sorts of debates as to, you know, what they should be doing, quality of food, price of food, so on and so forth. Here it's even more interesting because the local food movement is so much stronger. We've got the huge farmers market. We have, you know, musicians for farmers and events that just don't happen in most cities. So people are really caring about what's going on here. We're actually trying to organize an opportunities-based discussion for next week, for Monday, to get all these people at the table and talking. There's a number of people that got interested in. I sat in on one of the meetings with a group of the students that are trying to start local food movements on campus, trying to get some servings going, trying to figure out what the regulations are so they can start making a healthy and cheap enough alternative so students can eat better than they are. And so a few of us just got together, and I thought, well, you know, we got to start an informal conversation again here. And so we've got a number of people interested from community health, government, so on and so forth, and hopefully we're going to be able to facilitate a really constructive, opportunity-based conversation. And it's going to be crazy. It's during elections, so it's going to happen in less than a week. So my fingers are crossed. I keep watching for it.
Cool. Okay. Another issues question. This year saw things like a really difficult motion to recall one of the DSU executive. How do you foresee, would that be, if that became an issue, let's say in your term, how would you approach it?
Well, I think I know actually what the first priority is for me getting in to the executive here. Is that I'm not here to push my own mandate. I'm here to bring people together to work as a team, and that starts obviously with the executive for me. So that's absolutely essential, absolutely fundamental to what I do when I get in, is make sure that the team is on the same page. And if we're not on all the same pages, then at least we have the respect, we have the working relationship where that will not come in the way, that we can have differences of opinion, but they'll be respectfully aired and appreciated for what they are. I think that's really one of the fundamentally important and strongest qualities that I have as a leader, as a president, is that I do appreciate people and I do appreciate them for being different. And I mean, to speak of the recall, I mean, the person in question here is, I think he's great. He's been answering questions to all candidates, regardless of their stripes, the whole time. I understand that everybody's got different issues, so I'm sure that there's a perspective that I don't fully understand as well, but you know, I'm here to bring people together. I'm here to ensure that we have the strongest team possible, and I really don't see that being a problem in our campaign. The other candidates are pretty fantastic as well that I've met, so.
Cool. Okay, so we're going to change it up a bit. These questions, just answer the first thing that comes to your mind. They're a little bit less serious. It's from, a show from the 70s called Inside the Actor's Studio. Neil, what's your favorite word?
Pamplemousse.